impatient in that way that I couldn't see any future for me in it. In fact, I've touched Cubism rather little. The new Descendants of Caracas is inspired by Cubism, naturally, but the addition of movement in it, which seems to be futuristic, and is futuristic, but futuristic only because the futurists had spoken of movement, were speaking of movement at the time, that doesn't make it a new idea of theirs. Movement was in the air. There was something more important than the futurists for me in that case. It was the publication of fencing or horse galloping and so forth, photos, you know,
photographs by Muybridge.
Yes. And that gave me the real idea for the nude. And it's only later, months later, that I saw the Bala, the futurist Bala with his dog and 20 legs. And even there, there was only Bala and I who had the idea of multiplying the legs. But Shuni was entirely different. He really used planes more than lines. In other words, even today you can compare them and see there is no direct influence from painter to painter, especially that I never knew them. I never knew Puccini and met him in the end of January 1912. And I never had any real relationship with them at all. So movement took me out of Cubism, if I may say. Up to then, I wasn't sure. I did The King and the Queen after that, and it was the end of Cubism for me, end of 12. And already some other ideas came than how to get out of Cubism, and I found it in the chocolate grinder, which was completely static then, although it might move if you let it move, but it was completely a reversal of forgetting about movement, forgetting about Cubism, and finding some new way for my expression. And the source of it, as I say, was Roussel, who gave me the idea of inventing new men, so to speak, new beings, whether made of metal or of flesh. The bride is a sort of mechanical bride, if you want to say. It's not the bride itself, it's a concept of a bride that I had to put on the